Parshas Vayigash, Tav Shin Peh. So, general overview of this week's parsha. Our last few parshas are now coming to a. The story is coming to a conclusion, and we know that last week's parsha left off with Yosef demanding that Binyamin stays behind in Mitzrayim as his eved, and this week's parsha starts with Yehuda approaching Yosef. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. And appealing Yosef and trying to get him to go ahead and release Binyamin, to return Binyamin to Yaakov in Canaan. And he spoke about Yaakov not originally allowing Binyamin to go, and it's only Rachel's only remaining son, and the great love that Yaakov Avinu has for Binyamin. And Yehuda just pleads with Yosef and begs him that Yaakov Avinu is an old man, he's going to die when he sees that Binyamin's gone. And he explains to him that I went ahead and I took a personal responsibility to make sure that Binyamin would return unharmed to Eretz Canaan, to my father. And he asked to remain as a slave instead of Binyamin. He was willing to sacrifice himself. And at that point, Yosef couldn't hold back anymore. And he asked all the Mitzrayim to go that were there to leave the room. And he revealed himself and he said, "Ani Yosef ha'arevichai, I'm Yosef, is my father still alive?" And he reassured them and asked them not to be upset about selling him into slavery, and said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me before you. There's a plan, there was a Shkach HaPratis involved, and told them about the famine that's happening. And then he told his brothers to go back to Canaan to bring Yaakov and their families down to Mitzrayim, where Yosef said that he would take care of them, he would give them food until the Rav ended. And Yosef embraced his brothers, he cried with them. Paro was told that Yosef's family came down to Mitzrayim, and he also told them to come to Mitzrayim, and he would give them the best of the land. So the brothers went back to Yaakov Avinu with lots of gifts from Paro and from Yosef, and told Yaakov that Yosef was alive and that he was ruling at the time over all of Mitzrayim. And we know that the pasuk tells us that the spirit of Yaakov was revived, that his spirit became awakened. So Yaakov and his entire family head from Canaan down to Mitzrayim. They stop a long way in Be'er Sheva, where Hashem tells Yaakov Avinu not to be scared to go to Mitzrayim, because it's in Mitzrayim where Klal Yisrael is going to become a great nation. And Hashem tells him further that I'm going to be with you in Mitzrayim, and I'll also bring you up. And the next part of the parsha tells us the names of the 70 people who went down from Yaakov's family to Mitzrayim. Yaakov finally arrives in Mitzrayim and gets to Goshen, which is the area that Paro gave to Yaakov and his family. Yosef went there to meet his father, and there was an extremely emotional experience and moment where they embraced each other and went ahead and hugged each other. Yosef prepared his family for meeting Paro and told them that they should, the brothers, that they should tell Paro that they're shepherds that just want to take care of their flocks in Goshen until the Rav ends. And that's what happened. They went to Paro, and Paro accepted their request. And then Yaakov was taken before Paro, and Yaakov gave Paro a bracha. And the parsha concludes that while Yosef was giving his entire family food, the rest of Mitzrayim was in a desperate situation without any food. And he took all their money in exchange for the food. They used all their money to buy food from Yosef, then they used all their cattle after the money ran out, and then finally they had to sell their land and sell themselves as slaves to Paro in order to have food. And meanwhile, in Goshen, in Eretz Goshen, Yaakov was there with his family, and they were prospering, and they're multiplying exceedingly, and everything was going very well for them. So we'll share a couple of ideas and thoughts tonight on the parsha. And to start off, we'll discuss this encounter between Yosef and Yehuda. And we know Yehuda is really begging Yosef to let Binyamin go, and eventually Yosef cracks. The whole time Yosef knows that these are his brothers, but his brothers don't know it's him. And Yosef just got so emotional that something hit the right chord inside of him that he couldn't hold back anymore. And the pasuk tells us in Perek Mem Hei, pasuk Aleph, "V'lo yachol Yosef lisapik l'chol ha'nitzavim alav." Yosef couldn't bear all those standing beside him, and he called out, "Take everyone away from me." No one stood with Yosef when Yosef made himself known to his brothers. And the pasuk continues afterwards, Vayitin is kolo v'chi, that he Yosef gave forth his voice. He cried out, Vayishmu Mitzrayim, all Mitzrayim heard, Vayishma beis Pyro, and all of Pyro's household heard the cry. And the famous words in the next pasuk, in Mem Hei pasuk Gimel, Vayoyim Yosef Elechav, Ani Yosef Harvichai, Vel Yachlu Echav La'anos Oso, Kinivhalu Mipanav. That Yosef went ahead and told his brothers, I am Yosef, he finally revealed himself. It's me, Yosef, all this time that's been playing these games with you, that accused you of being spies, that took you guys and took some of you into as slaves, that now is holding Binyamin hostage, that went ahead and it didn't reveal yourself until now. It's been me the whole time. Is my father still alive? The brothers couldn't answer him. Because they were so confused. They were so befuddled before him. So the Mefarshim discussed this interaction with Yosef and the brothers. That when he finally reveals himself, and he says, Ani Yosef Harivichai, what was he really saying? Why are those the words that he uses to introduce himself to the brothers? And if you read the next psukim, it goes ahead and it's very peaceful. It shows Ava and the Shalom between them. He tells them not to be upset, don't be angry, Hashem sent me here. But the initial words, Vani Yosef Harivichai, what was Yosef saying to the brothers? What was the deeper message other than revealing himself? Harivichai, that to be the first question, is my father still alive? That Yosef was saying. And we actually know that tzaddikim say that this week's parsha is because of this revelation here, where Yosef finally revealed himself to the brothers, is a great skula and a time for revelation of emes, a time where the emes comes forth and comes true. Because Yosef went ahead and revealed the truth to his brothers, that it's him. So too in our lives, where we can go ahead and have the opportunity to really see the emes within ourselves and within other people. And it's a time, this parsha, this Shabbos, is a really special Shabbos for that Indian, specifically that Nakuda, of a certain sense of revelation of the truth. And so we're going to go through three different approaches in sources number 2 and 3, between earlier sources and some later, more recent Mefarshim, as to what Yosef was saying. So the Beis HaLevi in source number 2, he goes ahead and quotes a medrash. He asks a lot of questions, and some of them are, he says, Hare kol divrei Yehuda ila bevichucho im Yosef ata hayirak shechoshish letzar shalaviv. He says all of Yehuda's arguments to Yosef had to do with the fact that Yaakov's going to be in pain. Yaakov's old. He's not going to be able to tolerate the fact that Binyamin didn't come back. He's going to die. V'kumo sh'amar lo kiyech el alaviv v'anara ya'al alaviv. And then the first thing Yosef says in the middle of this conversation is, my father's still alive. So basically, Levi's asking, of course his father's still alive. The whole taina, the whole claim that Yehuda has toward Yosef about releasing Binyamin is that his father is not going to be tolerated. His father's old. So how is now Yosef, what is he asking? Is my father still alive? Yehuda just told him his father's still alive multiple times. He repeats it over and over. He also told them right after they came back from Pam Shein Mitzrayim Shalom, Yosef asked them, Hashalom Avicha Mazakin Asher Amartem, and how denu chai? Is he still alive? And they responded, Ki uchai. So again, it's clear Yaakov Avinu is alive. What's Yosef asking them? How Ravichai? And further, the brothers don't even answer the question. Madulo Nemar Chuva Alzos Hashela, Manu Loechav Alzos Hashela. Instead, the response is, Vel Yachlu Echav Lanas Lo Sokin Yevhalim Yipanav. Brothers couldn't answer because they were so disconcerted. They were so just confused by everything going on, by the fact that Yosef is that it's Yosef and that he is where he is in the position that he is in second command in Mitzrayim. So the Beis HaLevi quotes the Medrash, which says this, on this pasuk, the Avakain Bardala says, Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom atochacha. Woe to us is the day of judgment. Woe to us is the day of rebuke. Yosef, ketanan shal shvatim, lo yachlu echav lanas oiso. Yosef, who is the youngest of the shvatim, the brothers weren't able to respond to him. Kiniv halam yipanav, they weren't able to answer him. L'chashiyava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yachich l'chol echad, l'fi ma'ashehu, sh'nemar achichacha, ve'erech oleinecha, alachas kama v'kama. So too, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us and gives us tochacha on our day of judgment, when we go up to Shemayim, we're also not going to be able to respond to him. What kind of medrash is this? What is the medrash saying? What to us is the day of judgment? What to us is the day of tochacha? What does it have to do with this pasuk? What does this have to do with Yosef and the brothers not being able to respond to Yosef? And basically, he asks that question, and he explains as follows. He says that what Yosef was doing was telling the brothers the following. He was giving them mussar, really. He was saying, Yehuda, yeah, you're so concerned about your father being old that he's not going to be able to handle it if Binyamin goes back, if it doesn't go back. You're so concerned about your elderly father. You're telling me about this. It's such a problem for you. You're worried about your father so much. Really, I'm Yosef. I'm the one that you sold down the river 22 years ago. I'm the one you didn't care about then, and you didn't care about our father then. You didn't worry about what his reaction would be to that, and the fact that he would be in a state of sadness and upset all these years, not knowing where I was, being distraught over the fact that I'm not there. But now, all of a sudden, you're using the claim that you care so much about your father that you need Binyamin back. Now you're worried about daddy? What happened all those years? What happened 22 years ago when he sold me down the river? You didn't care about him then. So Yosef was giving the brothers, according to Beis Halevi, Musar. And the Medrash is telling us, Oy lanu yom adin, oy lanu yom tochacha, that that is the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us Musar as well when we get up to Shemayim. He's not going to say, why didn't you learn, you know, X, Y, and Z, or become the biggest Talmid Chacham, or do more chesed. He's going to say, he's going to counter every taina we have and prove it wrong. He's going to ask us, why didn't you have koach to go to Shachar's? I was tired. Yeah, you were tired? Well, when you had a flight the next day at 6 in the morning, you were able to wake up at 3 o'clock to get to the airport. You were so tired? How did you make it to the airport on time, but you weren't able to get up for an 8 o'clock minyan the day before? That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to do. He's going to take specific examples in our lives where we were able to go ahead and act in certain ways with that weren't serving the Ribbono Shel Olam properly, and use those right back at us and say, when we think we have an answer for something, to prove otherwise. And that's exactly what Yosef was saying to the brothers. Ani Yosef, Ha'orav Yichai, you're going to tell me all about my father. Don't tell me about my father. You don't care about my father. You didn't care about him 22 years ago, and you don't care about him today. So stop the lies. Stop it. Be emistic. This is the teichacha that Yosef was giving the brothers. And if you look in source number 3, in the Atar Lamelech Sefer, written by Rapam's Divrei Torah, so he quotes this Beis HaLevi. He says, "Is it teichacha malam Yosef? Hello, I'm a rock on Yosef. You just said on Yosef. I mean, what Musar is there here that the Medrash is saying?" So first he quotes the Marsha, which will be our second approach. First we have the Beis HaLevi as to what the Musar is. Now the Marsha. Marsha, Masech Chagiga, Sham Piresh, Ve'afa, Gav Shalom, Alham Yosef, Kol, Minyan Tochacha, even though Yosef didn't actually give them rebuke, Mikomakum, Hayi Reim, Shiyova, Achakach, Lachicham, Masha, Silo. He says that the brothers were scared that Yosef was going to give them rebuke. And they were scared that they couldn't. They were so confused and so disoriented and just shooken up that because they thought Yosef was going to give them rebuke and they wouldn't have a response. What are they going to say to Yosef? Yosef saying, "It's me. Yeah, I'm the one that you threw in the pit 22 years ago and you tried to kill. And here I am. Why'd you do that? What were you doing? Why'd you try to kill me? What's wrong with you?" And he was going to give them straight and direct mussar. Not an indirect mussar of Ha'orav Yichai, but direct mussar. And he was going to do that. That's what they were scared of. So they couldn't even, they didn't know how to react because they were scared of what was going to come out of his mouth next, out of Yosef's mouth, what he was going to say to them. But he didn't actually give them mussar, says the Marsha. When the Pasuk says, they were so nervous and that they froze because they didn't know what Yosef was going to say next because of the mussar that they could have gotten, which he didn't give to them, but had every right to give to them. And that's what the Medrash is telling us, that they really, There is no Musar here, but that Yosef could have given Musar to them and didn't. That's the Marsha's Pshat, second Pshat here. So then the Atal HaMelech goes on, and Rapam says as follows, V'tamani alzeh, and he quotes the Beis HaLevi, beforehand he says, Avodam Rechai, zeh ha'atchachacha, k'nei getayno shi Yehuda she'aviv lo yochel lispol ha'tzar, y'nei ha'she bin yamin ha'chicham, ha'shelo dagu la'tzar avihem, k'shemachru ha'mitzrayim, that he wasn't, that the Yehuda and the brothers weren't concerned about the pain of their father when they sold him down to Mitzrayim. Don't bring now their father as a proof for Binyamin, as we said earlier. Harish litmua shodenu chai ve'echlo chasha ulai lo yuchal lisbol ha'asan hazeh. So he says he doesn't really like it. V'tama ani alzeh halakol dvar dere pius lecho, because it doesn't fit with the rest of the conversation. The next psukim discuss that Yosef says Hashem had a whole grand plan, and don't worry, Hashem wanted me to be here, even though you sold me here. Al teyatzu v'al yichar b'neichem, yimechartim osi heinek, l'mechya shalachani alohim l'fanechem. It's all words of appeasement, all words of kindness, all words of love. So it can't be that this Musar is so strong, and that he's telling him, ani Yosef arev yichai, the teichacha, so in such a strong way, like the Beis HaLevi says. Rather, he says as follows: Ulam k'shani la'atzmi nir li hadavar pashit ma'od b'lishim dochak. He says it's pashit. What was the musar? What was Yosef saying? What was his revelation to the brothers? Ani Yosef hi hatochacha. I am Yosef. That itself is the tochacha. Achshav nizgale. Now the brothers see. Lahem ech shetob mahuso shel Yosef. How they made a mistake with the essence of who Yosef was. Shelo yadu klum marim erko. They didn't understand the value and of how great and how high of a level Yosef really was. Sheava avav v'naso me'al kol bnei dara chutz l'derech hateva liyos Moshe al kol eretz mitzayim. Shluchu d'rachmona l'chalkas kol ha'olam. That he was sent from the entire generation and to go ahead and to be second in command of all of Mitzrayim, and that Hashem sent him there to sustain the entire world and to provide sustenance and food for everyone. Ubeodenu na'ar ra'a chalomos shel nevuah. Now when he was a child, he saw these dreams that were nevuah shekulim niskayim milum, and that they all came to fruition in full, and that they all happened. U'ish hazeh asu masha asu ayom v'noira. And to this kid, this person, look what happened to him. It would be ayom v'noira to them. It would be an amazement. It would be wondrous to them. Musar Haskil. So says your palm. It's a Musar Haskil for us. The Shiava Kadosh Baruch Hu v'yichichu kol echad al te'usa b'harachas chaveiro v'harachas atzmo. That when Hashem comes and gives us Musar, and when we get up to Shemayim, when we're Mayav Asrim, and he says about the mistakes we've made, or the mistakes the mistakes and the value that we felt about ourselves, that we had a low self-esteem, that we didn't feel we could accomplish, or we didn't feel our friends could accomplish. We felt, oh, what could he do? Who is he? He's not that smart. He's not that bright. He doesn't really know Shas, even though he just was Messiah Shas with Dav Yomi. He's not really that motivated. Nah, he's not. He did a little, he cut corners here and there. When we have those feelings towards others, if we're jealous of them, right? Eich shenizgoya olav v'zilzol b'chvodo. And we're mezalzel in their kavod. Achar shiira also b'madrigosa b'olam haba v'chol kavod v'yikar shemanikim lo b'olam haba. When we see though the kavod that they're going to get in olam haba, because of how great they really were and how amazing they really were, haloyin nival v'nishdaimim v'nehabusha v'acharat, that we're going to be confounded. We're going to be just in a state of shock because of the busha and the regret that we're going to have because of the way that we felt about them here. So Rapam is saying that you have to understand, Yosef was telling them, Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef. You thought nothing was going to come on me. You thought I died. And here I am. I'm second in command to all of Mitzrayim, to Paro. I'm in charge, except for Paro, to the entire world, because this is the wealthiest place where we have the food here. Look what I've become. Look what's come of me. You thought I was a little kid dreaming fantasies that would never happen. It's not true. My mahus, my essence, was much greater than that. I'm a gadol. I'm still Yosef HaTzadik. I need Yosef. And I'm in this level of authority and position that you would have never imagined in your wildest dreams. And that's why the brothers were so shocked. That's why the brothers couldn't respond, because they were in such a state of amazement at, this is our little brother, who at the time was 17, dreaming about things that are never going to happen, and it's a joke, but they were jealous of the fact that Yaakov Avinu loved him so much that they hated him. And now, look, he was right all along. We were wrong. That's the Musar. Ani Yosef. I'm the Yosef. I'm the Yosef that you thought nothing of, but look what I've become. Says the Chafetz Chaim in source number 4, B'meshech Kol Hazman, he writes, that Miaz Bo Pamir Shannon with Sandish Borbar, Vyosef, Isnaker Leam, Vidaberisum, Itam Koshus, the Khoshtam Raglam. The first time the brothers came down, he suspected and accused them of being spies. Show Ishloch Kushios Harbe, they asked all these kashas, Mazev, El Mazev, what's going on here? Why is he suspecting that we're and accusing us really that we're spies? They had all these questions. Chipsu Eitzos. The Hashimu Ish Esachiv, they each tried to figure out what was going on, and they each blamed each other. The Chaim of Hamashniyat Tamavashal, and the second time they came down, also they asked, Mazasal, you know, what is he doing? Hashem Atlanu, what is Hashem doing to us? They had all these kashas, all these difficulties, all these questions. What's going on in Mitzrayim? This doesn't make sense. Why are we being accused of being spies? Why is Shimon taken? Now Binyamin's taken. What is it? Why is this all happening? What's going on? Everything was a question until what says the Chafetz Chaim? Achashom ipi achem eshtei amilim halalu ani Yosef umiyad sarah koshios hatmios vasfekos ve'enis baralhem kolatzarech. Until they heard ani Yosef, and then everything fell into place and made sense. Everything now went ahead, and the puzzle fit perfectly, and it all came together. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Kein kasha yishma olam eshtei hamilim ani Hashem. So too with the world, it's going to be when we hear the words from Hashem, that I am Hashem. Yitartzu kol ha-kushos v'atmios al hanhagas ha-olam. We'll have answers for all the kashas we have in the world, all the tzaros that we have in Klal Yisrael, all the difficulties that have happened in recent years, in prior years, in personal families, the sicknesses, the illnesses, challenges with Parnassa, everything that's been so hard for people to go ahead and to deal with. The people have gone off the derech. Why this? Why that? Ribono Shel Olam, we have all these kushios vitmios. We're going to go ahead. It's a pella for us up until that point. Yisbaru, yischuru, yischuru kolan yanim viro kolbaser yachtav giyad Hashem azza kol tavaso. At that, when that moment comes, and Hashem reveals himself and says, Ani Hashem, and the whole world hears that voice and hears the and sees the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Mashiach, they're going to go ahead, and everyone's going to see it with clear eyes, just like the brothers. Everything that happened, Hashem did for our good. Just like Yosef HaTzadik as well had this whole scheme and this whole plan. And then the brothers hear in Yosef and they understand everything that happened until then. And he explains to them everything that happened until then was for the good. Hashem was behind it all. So too says the Chafetz Chaim, this is really an example of what's going to happen when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to the world and says, Ani Hashem. A couple of beautiful ideas on that Lashon of Ani Yosef HaRevicha the Beis HaLevi. Have the real Musar of Hashem is going to use tainas from our own lives against us when we have excuses for things, like the brother, like Yehuda is saying about Yaakov, and Yosef says, Arvicha, you really care about our father? Don't give me that. You don't care about our father. You sold me down the river 22 years ago and didn't care about his feelings then, and don't care about them now. We have Marsha who says that no, there was no tochacha, but the brothers were so scared of what was going to come out of Yosef's mouth next, of the tochacha that could have happened, that they were in such a state of shock. They had nothing to respond. They were so confused. We have Rapam, who says that the Musar is an Ani Yosef. Look what's become of me. You thought nothing was going to happen to me. You thought I was dead. You thought I had no potential. Look at the potential that I've accomplished, that I've grown into, and how prestigious of a position I'm in, and I'm still Yosef HaTzadik, Ani Yosef, and the Chafetz Chaim, who says that this is really a mashal for what is going to ultimately happen when the brothers hear Ani Yosef, all their questions as to what was going on in Mitzrayim with all the last two parshios, where they were confused and had all these kashas, all these tmias, now were answered with two words, Ani Yosef. The Ribbono Shalom too is going to reveal himself and say two words, Ani Hashem, and everything in the world that's bothered us is going to become clear, crystal clear, and we're going to understand and see why it was for our good, even though until that point we didn't understand it and had our own kashas as to why bad things have happened to us. So if we move on to Perek Memvav Pasuk Dalet in source number 7, Pasuk says, when Yaakov Avinu is going down to Mitzrayim, Shem says to him, Anochi eridimcha Mitzrayim, v'anochi alcha gam alav Yosef yashis yado alaynecha. I'll go down with you to Mitzrayim, and I'll bring you up, and Yosef will place his hand on your eyes. Says the Kli Yakar on this Pasuk here, ubezem edukta kaloshon sh'amar lo Hashem anochi. Do it to be medaktik in this pasuk specifically, that Hashem is going to go down with you to Mitzrayim, and He's also going to come up with you. Anochi eridimcha hiktim yiridas hashchina liyiridaso. Hashem says, "I'm going to go down with you." First, He says, "I'm going first. I'll be there before you." Ki anochi erid haynu yiridas hashchina. That's the yirida the shchina, which is going to happen before you even get there. I'm going to be there. Imcha haynu yiridas Yaakov. Imcha is Yaakov Avinu going down. So if we read again, the first three words, Anochi Ered, I'm going to go down. Hashem saying, I'm going to go down first. Imcha is when Yaakov goes down. That's going to happen second. Uva'aliyah ne'emar behefech zem mamish. And when it comes back to coming up, going to leaving Mitzrayim, when they get redeemed, Anochi va'anochi a'alcha haynu aliyas Yaakov t'chila. Pasuk says, va'anochi a'alcha, I will take you out. Gam alo. Va'achar kach gamalo haynu aliyas hashchina. Hamashal b'zes, he says that when it's time to leave, you're going to go first and then I'm going to come after. Meaning, you'll never be in Mitzrayim alone. A beautiful pshat with the Kli Yakar. Anochi eired, I'm going to go down, I'm going to get there before you. Imcha, and then you're going to come down afterwards, Mitzrayim. Va'anochi alcha, when it's time to leave, I'm going to lead you. I'm going to be ahead of you and you're going to come right behind me. So he goes ahead. Sorry, it's the opposite. That Yaakov Avinu, when he leaves Mitzrayim, is going to go first. Says the Kli Yakar, "Va'anochi a'alcha haynu aliyas Yaakov t'chila." Meaning, "Anochi a'alcha, I'm going to take you out first. Gam alo ve'achakach gam alo haynu aliyas hashchina. Then the Shechina is going to go. So you're never going to be in Gullus without me. Anochi Eired, I'm going to go down first, and then you're going to come, Imcha Mitzrayim, Va'anochi Alcha, and then I'm going to take you out first, and I'm still going to be there, so you're not going to be in Gullus alone without me, and then I'll leave Gullus, Gam Alo. A beautiful pshat, knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us, wherever we go, wherever we are, Hashem is leading the way, Hashem is always with us. The Kli Yakar says, it's Meduyik in this pasuk right here, that even in Gullus, in the darkness of Galus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, will never leave us alone, and abandon us, Chas V'Shalom. That He always has a plan to be there before us, stay even after us, and then come with us. We should never feel that we're alone. The Ribbono Shalom is always with us. And for the last two ideas for tonight, in source number 9, so Perek Memvav Pasuk Kavtes, Pasuk says, after this is when now finally probably one of the most emotional experiences described in all Sefer Bereishis, maybe even the entire Torah. Vayomer Yosef, Vayesar Yosef, Merkav Tov, Vayal Likros Yisrael Aviv Goshna, Vayira Ila Vayipol Atzavarov, Vayivk Atzavarov Od. So Yosef, he got his chariot ready, he went up to meet Yisrael, his father in Goshen, and he appeared to him. He fell on his neck and he wept on his neck for a long time. So says Rashi, Vayev Kaltzavar of Od at the end. He says, V'amr Rabbi Seinu Shehaya Kari Eshema. Rabbi Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu didn't fall on Yosef's neck because the pasuk's in Lashon Yachid. And instead, he was busy reciting the Shema. So the Mefarshim are very bothered. Why is Yaakov in the middle of saying Shema? And if you want to say it was Man Kriya Shema, so then Yosef should be saying Shema, right? Then they should both be saying Shema if it's that exact moment is Man Kriya Shema. So why was Yaakov Avinu reciting Kriya Shema? With this, we'll close out the night. We first have a shot from the Gur Aryeh, from the Maral, and he says as follows, Anam Yesh la das inyan kriya shema shahaya kore. Uvazei teretz ma shalaya kore Yosef kriya shema. If we understand what kriya shema is, then we can understand why Yosef wasn't saying it at this moment, and Yaakov, you know, was. Lefishe kasher ba Yaakov ra'as Yosef b'no melech, that when Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim after 22 years of not seeing his choicest and favorite son, but now he sees his son as the king, ba'avalivo avaso v'yiraso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ich midoysav hein toivos u'shlemus. It entered into Yaakov, you know, his heart. He had a moment of inspiration, of kirvos Hashem, of getting close to Hashem, of love and fear of Hashem, of how Hashem's midos are always tovos and shlemos. U'mishalim schar tov l'reyav, that he goes ahead and gives schar tov to those who fear him, that he Hashem pays them with schar. V'zeo midos hachasidim ashir kalem tovos mizdapkim al HaKadosh Baruch Hu tovos v'emes shasimam. Vizehu kriya shema shvaniskar yichud malchus shemayim v'ahavoso. So, that's what kriya shema is all about. Kriya shema is all about yichud malchus shemayim. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'adecha. It's all about malchus shemayim. Kabbalas al malchus shemayim. It's all about seeing right the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. As one of the Ger Rebbe's once explained, that the Hashem Elokeinu is Hashem Echad. Hashem is a midas of Rachamim. Elokeinu is a midas Hadin. It's all Hashem Echad. It's really all Rachamim. That even though for 22 years he was in pain and suffering, he now is having this moment of clarity, just like the brothers did, according to Rapam. But this moment of amazing hiskarvus takarish baruch hu, of avas Hashem and yiras Hashem. The ro'oi, says the Maharal, haya likros Kriya Shema, Kasher Ba'i Love Yosef, Acher Hatzar Hagada Shelo Bavuro, Vata Rauso Melech, Haya Oyves a Kurdish Baruch Asher Oseloze, the Kabel Machuso Vavosovi Rauso Vizer Nachon Lemevin. Says that it was now at that moment that Yaakov Avinu felt, I need to be Mekaba Omochu Shemaim for the Ava and the Yira and the love and the fear and the closeness to Kurdish Baruch that I have right now for seeing where Yosef Hatzadik is in his life. And I didn't know until this point what was going on, but now it's clear to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for that. I want to be Mekabel Moch Shemaim even more in the world. I want to come closer to you. So why didn't Yosef HaTzadik go ahead and say it? So Yosef knew where he was the whole time. So that's one shot, right? That he knew he was okay. He knew what kind of position he is. But the stipler in source number 11 has a different shot. He says as follows. He says that Yosef is the one that did everything. That he was the one that fell on his neck and that cried, but Yaakov didn't. And Chazal say he was reading Kriya Shema. Makshim Shema. Hayaz Nazman Chiyu Kriya Shema. Lam lo karoz Yaakam Yosef Kriya Shema. Wan Yosef read Kriya Shema was the time of Kriya Shema. V'yesh mefarshim di Yosef haya patam at Kriya Shema. Says Yosef was patam at Kriya Shema. Why? L'vishah haya oisek b'mitzvah. He was oisek in a different mitzvah at that moment. What mitzvah? Shari eis oisek b'mitzvah kibud av v'oisek b'mitzvah patam mitzvah. He says that he was in the middle of doing the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em, one of the greatest mitzvahs in the Torah, one of possibly the most difficult mitzvahs in the Torah, but he was mechabed his father. He was giving his father a hug, showing him affection, showing him love, showing him that even though according to some of Farshim, maybe Yosef felt it was his father's plan the whole time, that he sent him out to find his brothers in Shechem, even though he knew that even his brothers didn't get along. But it didn't matter. He was just so excited and so happy to see his father. He gave his father a hug. He cried on his shoulder. He went ahead and he kissed him. He went ahead and he was showing kibud to his father. So since he was in the middle of the mitzvah of kibud av, oisek mitzvah patur min mitzvah. So the stipler goes on and discusses whether that's true or not. A little bit, you know, be in there, but that's why Yosef wasn't saying kriya shema. Yaakov, you know, didn't have a mitzvah of kibud av. There's no mitzvah kibud ben per se. So there's no mitzvah oisek mitzvah patur min mitzvah. So this is assuming that there was a real chiyuv at that time. But one concluding thought that I saw from Ramaylich Biederman is that when this meeting happened between Yaakov and Yosef, you look in the Pesukim, there's not one question of, where were you for 22 years? What happened to you? How come you didn't come down to Mitzrayim, Daddy, to check on me or look for me or find me? How come, Yosef, you didn't write a letter home to me or send a message up to me all these years to tell me you're okay? They didn't ask any kashas to each other about the past, says Rabbi Biederman. They didn't look at the past. They looked at the present. They focused on each other. They are mindful of what is going on right now. We are seeing each other. After 22 years, I am seeing my father. I love my father. I am hugging my father. I am kissing my father. I am holding my father. I am holding my son. I am kissing my son. That's all that matters. I'm embracing one another with the present. I don't ask kashas in the past. What happened in the past, whatever happened, happened. We don't cry over spilled milk. Yeah, 22 years. It's been a long time. Yosef was sold. Yosef was in jail. Terrible things happened to Yosef during this period. Also amazing, great things. Yaakov Avinu isn't worried about what happened in the past. He's worried about, where are you now? You're my Yosef. What's going on now? Focus on the present. Don't worry about the past. So the lesson is, says Rabbi Biederman, if we mess up in the past, we do an Aveira, just let it go. Move forward to Tshuva. When you move forward, don't get bogged down about it. Yosef and Yaakov didn't get bogged down about what happened for 22 years. They didn't ask kashas to each other. They just embraced one another with love. And that's how our relationship has to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Isn't to dwell on the past, to focus on the past, to be upset about the past, to worry about the past, but to focus on the present and on the future. Have a great Shabbos.